Blog Talk Radio.
Show. It is the what have I got going here? It's the Monday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. Monday, September the 12th of 2016. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Things are looking pretty good here at Ramblewood. Here, the show coming to you live, as always, from the northwest corner of City Park here in beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. Come all. Come visit. Come have some. Come hoist some brews, some micro, some craft beers. They're not. I keep having to remind myself they're not micro brews. They're craft beers, you know. Because a beer is $4. A micro brew would have been $6. A craft brew is about $18. So there, just so you understand, I don't drink. So when I go out and the rare occasion that I will have a beer, they'll tell me the price, and all I can think of is they're brewing it one bottle at a time. That must be it. That has to be the reason why the prices are what they are. you know, limited budget, I guess, on my part. Go ahead and give the show a call, 646-564-9650. Give me a call if you'd like to be a part of the conversation. Should be here for a minimum of about a half an hour and maybe a little bit more. Talk about things here at the beginning of the week. 9/11 came and went, the anniversary over the weekend. You know, there was a time where I was pretty convinced that that was going to end up, the anniversary of that date was going to end up being a national holiday. I think now the best, most spiritual, religious, patriotic, proper thing, whichever your take is, but the best take to do is to just go out and have as positive of a day as you possibly can. I think it was nice that there was no football out here in Colorado, as it turned out, on 9/11, so that people were able to get out of the house, get out, and hopefully you did that too. You had a chance to get out and catch some sun, because it was beautiful. It's going to start to cool down here in the next couple of days, but it was just gorgeous outside over the weekend. And I even got out of the house. I went to CSU. To see the big football game over there on Saturday. We'll talk sports, of course, as we always do. Looking through my notes here. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Okay. But we'll talk sports here in a little bit. But hope that you had yourself a good weekend. All right. Cotton mouth this morning. Actually, you know what? We're going to go ahead and just dive right into the sports. Let's go ahead and do that. Remind you, there's only 104 days left until Christmas. Just because I'm a dick, I like to bring that up. So a little bit more than 3 months, but about 3.5. 58 days till my show at the Rialto. Big comedy night for me. I don't know yet. I'm giving myself a couple of days here before I make it official. I want to get the posters and the press release done, and I want to pick a nonprofit. I'm leaning towards one, but I want to put all those details together. And of course, we'll talk more comedy in depth. But sports, though, let's take a picture. It was all the way back last Thursday, but the Broncos did beat the Carolina Panthers by a score of 21-20. I only laugh because I'm not really that big of a Bronco fan, but the Carolina Panthers are just such a bunch of dicks. And so it was very entertaining to see them. I mean, because it was 21-20, which is way too close to have been the whole game. And then at the conclusion, near the conclusion of regulation, like a lot of teams do, they run the ball down to the end of the they run it down within field goal distance, and then they run out the clock. They shanked it. It was swing and a miss off to the left. Game over. Night, night, Carolina. Bye bye. The bus is running. I can't say that I feel bad. I'm sure both North. I like the fact they're the Carolina Panthers. They're not the North or the South. Let's just go ahead and combine things. There's no more Dakotas. There's just Dakota. No north, no south, just north. There's Virginia and West Virginia, just Virginia. And the Carolinas have been combined as well. So there was no football yesterday. And then, coming up this Sunday, the Denver Broncos will be taking on the Indianapolis Colts out there at 2:25 on CBS television, on the CBS television network. So hopefully you'll get a chance to, if you're a football fan, to be able to catch that. CSU was a very entertaining game. It was a little bit too much drama and a little bit too entertaining. They won by a score of 24-13, which, 23. I'm getting that wrong. I wrote that down wrong. Not like I need to change this for anybody else but myself, but 23-14. Now, you'd figure with a score like that, they must have had them fairly well under control. It was in doubt, and it could have gone either way up until the last couple of minutes. So the bottom line is they won. They got embarrassed last week the previous week at the Rocky Mountain Showdown. So good to see them come out and win. Next week, CSU plays the University of Northern Colorado, CSU and UNC. They'll be playing during Ag Day, so always a good day to go out and get yourself some food there on Agriculture Day. They've got all the great products, food products that are manufactured here in Colorado. CU down there in Boulder, they had a big day. They beat Idaho State, the powerhouse of Idaho State. I shouldn't make fun of them because the Rams are 1-1 and the CU Buffaloes are now 2-0. They should enjoy it while they can because CSU has got UNC this coming Saturday. CU on the other hand CSU is playing Michigan. So enjoy your fun while you can, kids. Oh, and don't forget the Coors Light CSU Football Coaches Show every week with our friend Mike Bobo is over there at CBN Pots every Wednesday. It's the CBN Pots, the brand new one over by the Foothills Fashion Mall every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So hopefully you'll give a chance to get over there some night. I have not been there. I don't know if I made it. I've made it the last 2 years. I think I might have only made it for a game or two. A show or two last year, but always a lot of fun to get out down there for that. Colorado Avalanche, I've mentioned this before. I didn't realize they had a new head coach, so I should probably say that out loud. The general public has had the information for the last week and a half. It's just I was so bummed when Patrick Roy stepped aside, and I'm not a real big fan of the Kroenkes, the family that owns the Avalanche and the Nuggets. So they brought in a first time head coach who's not a name. He's bringing no heat. He's got no resume really to speak of. The Kroenkes are known for not spending any money. Excuse me, pardon me while I grab myself a beverage. Oh my. Doing today's show on straight crystal clear water. No, it's not a $3 a bottle of water. It's tap water. I'm living my life. I live my life dangerously, baby. That's right, I do. Major League Baseball, Colorado Rockies came back and did something they don't do often. One, they split the series against a very mediocre team. Actually, not even a mediocre team. An awful San Diego team, but at least they split the series. And they came back. They had been up 2-1 the whole game. And then they got behind, and they had to come back and win it in the 10th. So they went extra innings to win 3-2. Colorado Rockies for the next couple of days and into the upcoming week. Tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, the Colorado Rockies are down in Arizona playing the Diamondbacks. And 16th, 17th, and 18th, they'll be playing San Diego again here in Colorado. I've got my notes here wrong. Put that over there. They're actually in Colorado. So, I know. You're thinking, boy, it sounds like there's an internal monologue. We're hearing Dave think. No, you're not. You're not hearing Dave think. If you heard Dave think, you it would be a very quiet thing to witness. So, the most boring neurological experiment ever recorded. Ever. So they had, where did it go? We'll go ahead and take a break here first, and then we'll come back and talk. I can't find the whole list, but they had this kid came out, and I say kid because I'm old, and the writer seemed like he was about 25, but he is put together the top 10 worst bands in his mind. And I lost the list, so I was only able off the top of my mind to remember. What do I got here on page 4? I could only come up with 4 off the list, but only one of the 4 made sense. The rest, I think, were just to piss people off, and you never know, that might work. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and let's take a break here at the $12 Radio Show. Booker T's and the MGs. And the Memphis group, Dave Bublitz here with you on the Monday morning edition of your 12 Dumber radio show. Thanks for being here. Forgot to mention the time here. Currently it is 10:18 Mountain Standard Time, and I apologize. I jumped into the song there without mixing the board there. I don't know if you heard me end the song at the same time. Hopefully, if anything had to get shorted out, I'm hoping that you got shorted out on me, that there was, you had to, you could enjoy the song, and it didn't matter what I was saying. I was just doing a little ID on the tune there. So, 10:18, thanks for being here. Let's go ahead and take a peek here, see what's going on in the world of movies. We can do that. Why not? Let's go ahead and take a peek at some films that opened up over the weekend. The top 10 films at the United States box office, as brought to you by Variety magazine. At number 10 is Seth Rogen's R-rated animated feature Sausage Party. The best movie I've seen this year, with Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine and Ben McKenzie, it's Hell and High Water. Hell or High Water. Number 8, a guilty pleasure of mine, one of the films I enjoyed most this summer, Bad Moms, with Milo Yiannopoulos and Christina Applegate, excuse me. Number 7 is the Disney film remake, Pete's Dragon. Number 6 is Kubo and the Two Strings. Number 5 is The Wildlife. Number 4 is The Suicide Squad, bringing in and crossing the threshold of the $300 million mark. And number 3 is Don't Breathe, which sounds cool, I want to go out and see that. I have not seen a good, I've not seen a scary movie in a long time, and I have not seen a good scary movie in a very long time. So hopefully that's one of them. When the Bottle Breaks is at number two, and at $35 million, Clint Eastwood, Tom Hanks combine and collaborate for the story of Chesley Sullenberger, the gentleman who was responsible for the miracle on the Hudson. He is the one who brought the water landing down there with the with the jetliner, pulls it off, and everyone walked off the plane. And that's ridiculous. I can't even imagine pulling that off. When I used to drive, I couldn't even make a left turn. I didn't even have that kind of courage. He lands a plane in the water, and that's why some people do what they do, and other people don't. AMC movie theaters are only $1.99 here in town. Go out and catch one. Another scary movie for $2, but this one's for $2. It's Lights Out. The latest Ice Age cartoon is in the theaters. It's $2 theaters. The Legend of Tarzan, BFG, Nine Lives, which just looks awful. You got Christopher Walken, you've got Kevin Spacey, and then you've got the guy that directed the Men in Black movies. This should seem like one way or another, even by mistake, they should have come up with some laughs, but not the case at all. Central Intelligence with Dwayne the Rock Johnson and the little guy. He's making like $180 million a year. You know, the little guy. Napoleon Bonaparte. What's his name? Kevin Hart. Central Intelligence. Captain America is also there. And The Infiltrator. Those are the films at the AMC $1.99 theater. Take a spin over, too, if you can, sometime this weekend and catch some films over at the Lyric Cinema, the best theater in my mind here in town. You got a few that are pretty decent, but I like the Lyric the best. It's got the Meryl Streep film with Hugh Grant, Florence Foster Jenkins, a very entertaining-looking movie written and directed and starring Mike, comedian, actor, director Mike Birbiglia, called Don't Think Twice. Great ensemble cast, and one of the guys from Key and Peele are in that. Southside with You is the story of, I don't know if it's a true tale, or I think it's a fictionalized tale, of the first date of Barack and Michelle Obama, and Captain Fantastic, which has been getting fantastic reviews, ladies and gentlemen, starring Viggo Mortensen. Is it Viggo? V-I-G-G. I want to make sure I get everybody's name right. You know, I have a vested interest. With a last name like Bublitz, karmically, if I have any shot of anybody getting my name right, you know, I'm going to have to get everybody's right, you know, as well. So, okay. What a great weekend, though, it had turned out for me, though. I told you I went to the football game, the CSU football game. So I get there, and it's perfect, first off, because it's a beautiful day. And I like football. And, you know, beautiful afternoon, and I run into family, which is actually, turns out, an entertaining thing. It's a good thing. Bump into a couple of brothers, and then I bumped into my nephew, who was there with his family, and just a real nice afternoon out. And as I am known to do, I ate my way through the entire afternoon. Boy, I had fun. Just, you know, you can put weight on from just one day necessarily, but if you can, I did. I would had to have, because I started out my day at Lamar's Donuts, maybe one of nature's most perfect foods right there, a Lamar's Donut. A maple, a chocolate, a double chocolate, a maple, and I forget what the third one was. Oh, and an applesauce. Oh, man, just inhaled those. Then it's off to the park where it was pizza and a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Oh, just wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully fun. I think they won, too. And I still remember that. Well, that's good, isn't it? Sure. Comedy coming up all here around the Colorado. going to be open stage, open mic. Hopefully, if I can juggle my ride situation, I'll be down there for open mic, trying out some new material and hammering some stuff out for the theater show. But they do that every Monday. Tuesdays, I don't think there is anything. There's a music open night over at Avo's. Wednesday is the open mic night over at Yum Yum's over at Ma's Juice Bar, which is a pretty cool place. They do a comedy competition where they pick two finalists each week, and then eventually all eight of those people will compete for $100 cash prize. So big money on the line. I'm trying to think what else there is open mic night wise. I know there's a show on Sunday over at the Bondi's Beach Bar. There's several showcases around town, and right now the latest big room here in town, our friend David Rodriguez had the boot for about a year or so, and things did they closed. The boot's still there, but they closed up the comedy over there, and now they are doing a monthly show over at a place called the Proust Tasting Room. So once a month, you can get over there and see some comedy out there. So comedy on tap everywhere you go. Come on in. So that's your comedy update right there. Hopefully that you guys are going to get a chance to get out and catch yourself a live show. And don't forget, every Friday and Saturday, of course, not just every Friday and Saturday, every Tuesday through Sunday, you'll get a chance to see, what am I saying? Not just every Monday, not just every Friday and Saturday, but every Tuesday through Sunday is also live comedy at both the Comedy Works downtown, out at Landmark, and out at the Improv. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Just had somebody join the studio audience here. No, it's not a studio audience. Just had somebody slip in here at Ramblewood, so I'm going to go ahead and play a song here real quickly. We're going to go ahead and take our break here a little bit early. 10:27 is the time, and we will be back in just a little bit after I play. Why can't I find something to play here? I'm just looking for something about 4 minutes long, and I think I found it. This is called Hymn for My Soul. It's Joe Cocker, and this is the Monday morning edition of the 12-Hour Radio Show.
I saw myself today. I smiled and looked away, saddened by my visible light. Sorrow cut me like a knife. Nobody knows you without any doubt. Nobody wants to know you when you're down and out. So sing a hymn for my soul. Day. Didn't like what I had to say. So right, I could only be wrong. Trouble is when I'm alone. No doubt, no self-control. Not a reason to cry. I feel like empty rain through an empty sky. So sing a hymn for my soul. Polished till it won't shine no more. Flying dragons surround my door. If and when I go crazy to my own self, I'll be true. Ain't nobody's business what I do. So sing a hymn for my soul.
Downward Radio Show, the Monday morning edition. It's Monday, September the 16th. Monday, the September the 16th. But can you not read a calendar? I'm having a conversation with myself. It's the Monday morning edition. It's Monday, September the 12th of 2016. That's where I got the 16. It's about 10:30, and that was Joe Cocker, Hymn for My Soul. I should explain something. When my conversation with all of you went off the rail, I heard a knock at my door, and which you know shouldn't rattle me. My front door is open. Very few people stop by. It was just my brother Dale. So what I should have done was just, instead of stumbling through my words and my sentences, because I do that enough anyway. I stutter and stammer enough to begin with. I should have just said hi to Dale and moved on from there. It's not easy being me, you know. It's not easy being the only living brain donor that's out there. So, that's what you've got going with that. that's the challenge of the handicap being of your brain. Presidential election is still dear. God, it's still 2 months away. I was listening to Trevor Noah on KBCO. He's going to be doing a show at the Belco Theater in Denver this, I think it's tonight. And he was talking about how the campaigning, you're there, you know, running. And I've had the same thought myself for a year and a half or 2 years. It's ridiculous. But in his words, though, we've finally gotten down to the playoffs part. This is really as long as it should take, 2 or 3 months, maybe the course of the summer, and then you've got the primaries in the course of June, July, and August, and then the campaigning for the general election comes out in September, October. Just for the love of God, just a thought. Shuffling through my notes here. Oh, good. I thought I lost a page. That would have cut our show time down. I'm not even sure. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Does that matter? Miscellaneous history today. On this day today in 1953, Senator John F. Kennedy married Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. 1963, the final episode of Leave It to Beaver aired on ABC. 1966, Family Affair premiered on CBS, possibly one of the worst shows ever produced. I'm very comfortable saying that right there. 1983, Arnold Schwarzenegger became a United States citizen. 1984, again, as well, Michael Jordan, NBA legend, Michael Jordan signed a 7-year contract to continue music history. Steve Jobs announced that Apple's iTunes had 88% of the legal download market. Wow. Is that a monopoly, or is that just he's really good at what he does, or is that just a little bit of both? Okay. 1987, 1966, the Monkees TV show premiered on NBC. 1966 as well, the Beatles received a gold record for Yellow Submarine. And in, if you haven't figured it out yet, it's a very big year. 1966, the Roger Miller show premiered. Coming into the end of the home stretch here. What was something I was going to mention? Oh, before I do the birthdays, they had this top 10 list of worst bands ever. I lost that page somewhere in here today, so I can't go back and give that to you. But some of the bands that were in, it was like, you know, Maroon 5. I don't have a problem with that because they're pretty soft and pretty weak, and even referring to them as a rock band is really kind of a stretch. But just to piss people off, I think that was what this guy wanted to do. Fish. Now, I'm not a jam band fan one way or another, but there are bands out there historically that have been worse than Fish. We don't need to go down the entire list on that, but Fish is one of his votes for worst bands of all time. Apparently, if you're a jam band fan, you're not going to be a fan of this guy. He listed the Grateful Dead, the iconic Grateful Dead, as being one of the worst bands ever. And in a for a screw you from me to him, he also listed one of my favorite bands, Green Day, as one of the worst rock groups, not just working, but one of the worst rock bands ever. They did admit that they did have a catchy punk rock sound, but apparently that would be a bad thing. Oh, that's right. And the other one was that he referred to was the Sex Pistols. You know, listening to that album now, the only album that they produced, it really was a mess. But that was, you know, that was the kickoff for punk rock. So I can't imagine how you can call them the worst, but apparently that's what this guy had in mind. Anyway, back to the notes of the day. Go ahead and wrap things up here. Born on this date, H.L. Mencken, born in 1818. Birthdays today, Maria Muldaur, singer, is 70 years old. Character actor Joe Pantoliano from The Sopranos is 64. Drummer from the band Rush is 64 as well. Ben Folds from Ben Folds 5 is 50. Comedian extraordinaire, actor, director K is 49. I was talking about Hell or High Water with Ben McKenzie. It turns out Ben McKenzie today is 38 years old. Former American Idol star Ruben Studdard is 38 years old today. They don't have this listed, but this has got to be the case. Former NBA player Yao Ming is 36, and talented actress Emmy Rossum is 30 years old. And that would conclude the birthdays, and that would conclude today's edition of your $12 radio show. Thanks so much for tuning in here for episode 141 on a Monday. They're just going to get better. They're just going to get smoother. We're going to go ahead, and I promise you that as I'm straightening things out with comedy in other areas in my life, that eventually we will have more comics on the show. So that, and more interviews as a result on the show, and hopefully some comedy clips. Still up in the air whether the show is going to go weekly or not. But for right now, Monday through Fridays, every morning at 10 a.m. That's our show, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with episode 142. It's my show. I can overplay songs if I want, can I? Okay, let's go and overplay a song. This ought to get everybody to turn off their, turn to listen to something else in a hurry. Love Is Like a Rock from Donny Iris. David Bublitz with you on this, the conclusion of your Monday morning $12 radio show. Goodbye, everybody. damn thing. I'll see you soon.